fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 4th day of February, year of our 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is ever increasingly important. Unfortunately, not every classroom does it every day. They should. They should do the Pledge of Allegiance to start every day. And that's how we start our show. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, we had a scare last week, turned out not to be true, but it certainly is a possibility that the government was going to the distributors of night vision and thermal imaging and buying up all remaining stocks. Fortunately, that did not happen. However, it could. So the prepper tip of the day is to get your night vision and thermal imaging now while you can. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Ben-Noon. Steve has a website. It is IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Steve and I have a speaking engagement. We have that speaking engagement this coming Saturday. Saturday, the 8th day of February in Orlando. Myself, Steve, his lovely wife, Jana, will be speaking in Orlando. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, was I premature? Do we still have tickets left?
We still have tickets left, surprisingly. But then again, this is normally the time that they'll start coming very close to selling out or selling out altogether this week here.
All right. Well, that's good. And you can get the details and buy tickets right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Steve, I did not know who was playing the Super Bowl until Saturday, and I did not know who won it until yesterday, Monday. And I didn't know what the score was until last night. I really didn't care about the Super Bowl. However, I did watch the halftime today. And I'm looking at that after about 3 minutes, and I thought, you know, I've seen something very, very similar to this. And there was a film. The filmmakers attempted to duplicate what actually took place in the late 19th century. The title of the film is Zulu Dawn, starring Peter O'Toole, Burt Lancaster, and Bob Hoskins. And in that film, the Zulu warriors, by the way, they were fierce, absolutely fierce warriors, and the thing that those men would do was amazing. But in the film, these Stone Age people, the Zulu tribe, these Stone Age people had a fertility dance. And Steve, you could take the fertility dance from that film and put it on stage at the Super Bowl halftime with slightly different costumes and some fireworks and jazzed up music. And you would see these semi-naked girls basically doing the same gyrations, the same moves, the same dances, almost exactly the same dances as these girls did at the Super Bowl this past Sunday. I don't know if you've ever seen the film or not, but if you do have a chance to watch it, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Did you happen to see the film, sir?
You know, I don't remember if I saw that or not. That's from 1979. but I just don't remember.
Well, there's some pretty scary stuff. One of the scariest scenes, and you know, I'm a combat veteran, and Zulu warriors, when they were approaching their enemy to attack, they, of course, they were barefoot, but we're talking, 10,000, 15,000 men. They would march in cadence, and all their right feet would hit the ground at the same time. All their left feet would hit the ground at the same time. And it sounded like a massive locomotive coming at you from about a mile or two away. It was one of the scariest scenes I've ever seen in a film, Steve.
Hmm. Well,
you know, you're with a couple of hundred of your buddies, and you got these bolt action rifles, and you hear what sounds like a locomotive moving towards you that's actually stomping feet, marching in cadence.
That's when you turn the other way and run.
If you have the ability to do so, right? Except yes. they were under orders to hold in place. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a great film. I don't know how close it is. It's supposed to duplicate kind of a docudrama what happened to the British Army in the 19th century when they were attacked by the Zulu warriors. But that did come to mind that we have, I guess it would be a fair statement, Steve, that the Super Bowl halftime would be a highlight of current American culture, popular culture. Would that be somewhat of a fair statement?
That is definitely a good analogy there. It's become the big thing, you know, in this country.
It has. It's the epitome of popular American culture, that 15 minutes of the halftime. And here we are, in my opinion. If we have anybody who's seen Zulu Dawn, give us a call and let us know if you think that my opinion has any veracity to it, any accuracy, that the epitome of American culture comes very close to duplicating the Stone Age people doing a fertility dance in Africa. Well, Steve, moving on from there, we have a lot of conjecture, a lot of facts, a lot of rumors, a lot of evidence concerning the coronavirus, don't we, sir?
There is a lot of information going out about that. And, of course, we know it's spreading like wildfire overseas. They're quarantining people, pretty much taping them up in their apartments, securing their doors where they can't leave until this all clears up. And, you know, I'm not sure, but from what I understood, I think Paul Begley got stranded in Hong Kong. But well, maybe he got out already. I don't know.
I'll be speaking with Paul and Heidi in Indianapolis the 1st and 2nd of May. Well, hopefully they did get out, and I don't know if there's anything on their website or not. But being stuck in Hong Kong would not be a good thing. And if there's a high likelihood with the new protocols put in place over the weekend by the United States government, and ICE and so forth, that they could end up in a 14-day quarantine, couldn't they, when they get back here?
They very well could. You know, I know they went to see their kids in Japan, and I didn't know they were going to be going to Hong Kong, but they somehow know they ended up in Hong Kong, and then I heard that they got stuck there. So there are quarantines, even here in the United States, John. They're doing 14-day quarantines when people that are coming from Asia.
Right. It's actually more comprehensive than that. If you're not an American citizen, who's going to turn you back? If you are an American citizen, depending on where you are, they would put you under a mandatory quarantine or a voluntary self-quarantine. And I hear myself talking in the background.
I hear something talking in the background.
That's me talking.
Hey, you're doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing two radio shows at the same time here, Steve. Well,
with a delay.
Well, I don't know what's going on. My engineer must take a coffee break because she should have shut this down by now. How can I talk while I'm listening to myself talk, Steve?
Well, you can let yourself finish talking.
Okay. Well, it looks like I finished talking.
You did.
On that other channel.
See, that means you have more to say than you realize.
I had no idea I had that much to say. live radio, it's always a hoot. Well, Steve, I was on with Doug Hagman yesterday. He asked me to prognosticate my concern from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. I said, Steve, I'm at a 2. First of all, let's keep in mind, it's the flu. It's just the flu. Now, who dies from the flu? Well, people die from the flu every year.
That's true.
So who dies? Well, it's children under age 5, men and women over age 80, and people between 5 and 80 who, quote-unquote, have a compromised immune system. That's who dies from the flu every year. And this year will be no different. So who has a compromised immune system, Steve? That would be people that take a pharmaceutical product every day, except for pain, except for mental issues. If you've got pain, obviously you should have pain medication. If you have mental issues and the psychotropic drugs work, then maybe you should take those psychotropic drugs. And there's an awful lot of pain meds that are written in this country. The prescriptions are just off the charts crazy. But pretty much all other prescription items, if you're taking one, it by definition means that to a greater or smaller extent, you have a compromised immune system, doesn't it, sir?
You very much do, John. Very much do.
Now, let's talk about who those people would be. Well, obviously, if you're taking chemotherapy treatments or have taken them, I would say, in the last 3 to 6 months and already discontinue them, you don't have an immune system. You simply, if you've been taking chemotherapy treatments and within the last year, you don't have an immune system or severely compromised, depending on how long ago that chemotherapy was. If you have an organ transplant, you have a compromised immune system. If you have other issues involving internal organs or your liver, kidneys, do you think people that are taking dialysis may have a compromised immune system, Steve?
Oh, absolutely they do.
Well, how many tens of thousands of people are on dialysis in this country? Those people get the flu, they're going to die. And that's just simply, it doesn't matter what kind of flu it is, those people get the flu, they're going to die. Now, there's obviously not 100% chance of that, but it's a dramatically increased chance for the people I mentioned, and that's just the tip of the iceberg for people with compromised immune systems, isn't it, sir?
That's right. And, you know, John, it seems to me that what they're doing is just another way to boost their vaccine program.
You think it might be? What I don't know. And if you knew, you probably you don't know yet, or you may find out, I should say. Have the vaccines already been created and sitting in refrigerators all over the country waiting to be distributed? There's varying opinions, and it's all, in the absence of evidence, it's speculation. But, Steve, Bill Gates gave a TED Talk. I hope to have the TED Talk posted on my website. My webmaster's had his computer in pieces on his work table. We're going to get that TED Talk published on my website. At the 4 minute and something second mark, he's talking about ways to... The topic of the TED Talk is to how to reduce the world's population 10 to 15%. And that sounds like about a billion people to me. So during the TED Talk, he lists various ways that the population of the world can be reduced. And at the 4 minute plus mark, he lists one of those things as being vaccines. Now, Bill Gates did not have a slip of the tongue. You know, this is not Joe Biden. Bill Gates is known to be saying exactly what he means in a very specific manner. That's Bill Gates' nature. He's a very bright guy, and he's not known to have the slips of the tongue that Joe Biden's known for. So when Bill Gates says that vaccines are one of the ways to help eliminate 10 to 15% of the people on the planet, I believe him. How about you?
I do believe him, and because we know that he's always seemed to have what appears to be an agenda, and I really think it's coming, John. I don't think it's a matter of if. This is one of their ways that they can reduce the population, and, you know, war, of course, is the other way as well, but war doesn't reduce population as rapidly as some crazy disease.
Well, and another aspect of that, war eliminates men that you would probably want to keep on the planet because they're typically healthy, at least average and above IQ, productive men that you would not want to eliminate from the planet. Who do you want to eliminate? Well, the very old, the infirm, people who they regard as useless eaters. Of course, when it comes to communist Chinese, they want to eliminate all Americans because they want our territory, they want the United States, and they want our stuff. So ultimately, they will not differentiate between one American and the other. They want us all dead. But in the meantime, killing people by war is not very effective. You're absolutely right. Killing people with biological weapons is very effective, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And every nation has experimented with that and continue to experiment with those things. So, and I am sure Mr. Gates has probably been very vested in that arena as well.
Bill Gates' former pediatrician for Bill Gates' children was at a doctor's conference. And he revealed to the other doctors he thought it was okay because they were all doctors. You know, doctors talk freely among themselves about confidential matters. So he thought it was okay to mention that Bill Gates' children don't get vaccinations.
Exactly. Something a lot of people
already
don't
knew
even
that.
Think about.
Already knew
a lot
that,
of doctors are that way.
Yeah. You already knew that, didn't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Jana, being from the medical field in Europe, she knew that as well. You know that, you know, doctors don't vaccinate their own kids. I mean, you have some that will, but for the most part, no. They know what's going to happen.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, that's a death.
We got our first caller here, Steve. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. The reason why I'm calling in is because people have forgotten one avenue that. I believe that they're using to spread this. I believe that they're also spreading it through the use of the climate engineering. I believe that they're spraying it from the skies on all of us because this is a flu year like no flu year before. And it's even quite possible that they could be doing it over the very states, the blue states, the red states, you know, to further their agenda of getting Trump out of there.
Okay. I understand you have this belief and the evidence to back it up, my dear.
Well, there is some to a certain degree, yes, that I am hearing from certain sources yet that this is another way that they're targeting all of us. Because there has been tests with barium and strontium being found in swales where these chemtrails, well, that's one term that they use. Scientists in that, they've tested Dane Wigington of Geoengineering Watch. He has all the evidence that this has been done. I think that if we were to contact him, I think that if they were to test it now, I think that they would find some of these viruses as well.
Okay, well, they might very well. Anything else, my dear?
Yes.
Okay, well, hold on to the break. Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back with Jeremy on Tuesday, the 4th of February. We have a speaking engagement, Steve and I, this coming Saturday, the 8th day of February in Orlando. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. Be sure and get your tickets before they sell out. Steve Ben Noon's website is israelinewslive.org. And our caller is Elizabeth. You got another comment, my dear?
Yes, I wanted to say something to Stephen once again. I can't stress enough the importance of Ron Wyatt's findings. God does not allow one man to discover all those things. It's so vitally important that you look further into it, Stephen, because I believe they will deceive people with a false Ark of the Covenant, with a false Messiah.
I agree with that 100%. In fact, His daughter-in-law was at the last conference I did, and we were talking there as well. And there's one issue there that I'll probably bring up at the conference there that was shared with me there. And you may have mentioned it as well, I think, last time that you commented on the show there. But I need to look into that a little bit more before saying anything about it right now. So
I'd like very much, Stephen, to be able to converse with you outside the show. I have a lot of information that I'd love to share with you, but I need that opportunity.
If you get with John, he can give you my cell phone number and you can text me, and then I'll give you my private email address.
Okay. I would so appreciate that, Stephen.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. God bless you guys.
Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, sir. Mr. Noonan, I have a question. What do you know about Nazi biological warfare experiments that were going on with the anthrax and sheep viruses back in the 30s on islands out in, I don't know where we're, on remote islands out in the North Sea or where?
Myself, I'm not aware of that one there, John.
Because have you ever, you know about Ed Hooper and his book, The River? Where he is, let's see, there's two people that have written in books about nefarious origins for AIDS, HIV, and one of them, of course, is Ed Hooper, who wrote a 1,000-page book about it about tracing its origin back to polio. Hillary Kaprowski and his chat polio virus, vaccine back in the late 50s, just before in the Belgian Congo, just a couple of years before independence. And also there, of course, he wrote emerging about AIDS and about AIDS, Ebola, and emerging viruses. Hello?
I'm listening.
Go ahead.
What is his name? AIDS, Len Horowitz. Len Horowitz traces the origin of AIDS, he says, back to 1962 and cancer project, a means of creating viruses that would cause cancer. What is the name of that project? He said it started in 62. Ed Hooper, he has looked back into it. I think maybe they may both be telling the same story. They just don't know it. I once got a hold of Lynn Horowitz, and I suggested to him that that is, in fact, the case. And some others have been putting two and two together about it that way. I looked it up online. I see that some other people have been getting similar ideas that AIDS is, in fact, the result, perhaps, of the result of Nazi biological warfare experiments involving sheep and anthrax experiments. They came up with a virus, or they found a virus in sheep that infects their nervous system called VISNA, V-I-S-N-I-A. Or VISNA. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that one either.
You never?
We're falling behind on the eight ball here on the these diseases today.
Yeah, well, there's lots of diseases, and the history is interesting, John. You got anything else for us this morning, John?
Well, what I mean is that these Nazi experiments were later grabbed onto by people that were in the late 40s that were wanting to find ways to kill off the Third World. And apparently they possibly might have, Hillary Kaprowski and his ambition to become famous may have made a deal with the devil.
Okay.
John, we
need to move on here. We do thank you for your call, sir. We got a 5 in the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Morgan on Tuesday, the 4th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. We've got some new images posted way down near the bottom of my homepage. Images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. Just in the last few days, we've had some new ones published and more coming. So it's a fun project, our project together. And if you find a image on a movie or TV show, it's down towards the right of near right bottom. It says new coastlines in the media. You find one, get that screen capture to me, and as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my six DVDs. In fact, I'm mailing out a DVD today as a thank you for one of our listeners who found an interesting image on a Netflix series. Also, my website, if you want to improve your immune system, well, here's how you do it. You get a really great night's sleep every night. I sleep like a small child every night. My head hits that pillow. 8-10 minutes later, I'm out cold. You can also, if you get yourself an energy cleaner, like I have, the energy cleaner helps you have the best night's sleep you've had since you were a small child. Truly, it does. It also helps with that arthritis pain, so it's a double whammy there. Check out the details at my website, the patent application information, testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. I'll be meeting Steve when I go to Florida, him and his lovely wife. He gives me credit for saving his life. His testimony is there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. The Energy Cleaner is only $285, shipping included. I'm shipping one of those today, also with a twin-size mattress pad, by the way. And just place your order there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order. Orders only. Do not leave a message for me. I may get it. I may not. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Steve Ben Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. There's a link for my website, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, this current flu is, if you're over age 5 and under age 80 and have a healthy immune system, it's a big fat nothing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, I mean, my wife was just talking about it yesterday, and she said to me, she said, you know, people are kind of forgetting that it is the flu, and any kind of virus, you know, if you boost your immune system, and you can do that easily with liposomacy is another good way to do that. She said, you don't have much to worry about.
That's right. That's right. Well, last time I was ill and missed a day of work was January 2000. I just finished the longest jury trial of my career. More than 8 weeks in the U.S. District Court. And this happens a lot. People finish a project like that or maybe even go on vacation and they get sick. So I had about 3 days of illness and I bounced back. The last time I went to a medical doctor for any reason voluntarily other than a mandatory checkup for insurance purposes was 1985, Steve. So I'm not concerned about this flu. It's just a big zero for me. I've taken some precautions to make sure that I got some protocols in place for myself and my daughter and my daughter's family. And life goes on. I'm not changing anything I'm doing. I'm leaving on a wonderful Caribbean cruise here in a few days, and we're having our speaking engagement Saturday. And unless you're on dialysis, have an organ transplant, have a compromised immune system for some other reason, I wouldn't get really carried away by this thing, would you?
No. Nope. All I would do is just basically, like I said, just make sure your immune system is boosted. And even if, you know, I would say this, John, if I got it, it's not the end of the world for me. You know, I've got friends and clinics here that do even vitamin C in the vein. I go get a hit of that, knock it out. Yana's father ended up with walking pneumonia. A few years ago, and it had already gone to his lungs. His lungs were filling with fluid. They wanted to put him in the intensive care unit. Yana took him right down, put him on IVC at 50,000 milligrams. No, I'm sorry, 100,000 milligrams, and did it daily for 3 days, and he walked out perfectly normal.
And 100,000 milligrams, what would that be in pints?
You know, they put it in a like a regular IV bag.
Right.
So I'm not sure exactly. I mean, you'd have to drink about 1,000 glasses of orange juice.
my wife was taking vitamin C IV, and it was about a pint that they put in her, and it took about an hour to get that stuff into her.
That's about 100,000 milligrams. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But it's excellent for flu or pneumonia or things like that because it turns to peroxide once it goes into your bloodstream. And it really does wonders for those type things.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold. We're at John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning. I had to comment on the halftime program at the Super Bowl.
Please.
Steve, do you see what I see as all of the halftime shows, all of the opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies for the Olympics are nothing more than satanic rituals that we're being subjected to?
Well, the only thing is, my father played football, but I myself, I've never been much into it. And so I don't watch it. So I don't really know enough about it to be able to comment on that part there. But I will say this. I mean, I did like the 49ers when I was young, so I'm surprised I didn't bother to watch it this year. I just never have watched.
Well, I'm convinced because I've looked at the ceremonies and the halftime programs. They've changed since I was a child. I'm 62. I'll be 63. I remember when it was nothing more than marching bands. Now it's a show, and John, you said it. The women come out half naked. There's literally satanic steps from Zulu warriors, and we're told to be careful, to guard our minds, to guard our eyes, to be renewed, to be changed, Steve, by the renewing of our minds. And we watch people, we admire people because they're millionaires and they can throw a football and they can run and they can jump and they can look at themselves as gods. I mean, people fawn over them. And what day of the week is it most of the time? Sunday. People don't know what to do in church. They don't know how to please God in church, but they can get half naked in January, paint themselves blue here in Nashville with a white tee on their chest. Did you see me on TV? I'm the biggest Titan fan on the planet. But they don't know what to say to tell anyone about Jesus Christ.
John,
I think
it's
pitiful. And yes,
I got a question for you, John. Have you happened to see Zulu Dawn with Peter O'Toole?
No, but I know the dances that you're talking about because okay. This is something that I've been looking at for years, John.
Oh, yeah. National Geographic. Yeah, I'm sure National Geographic has probably done some specials showing the...
And I guarantee you, the God that they're trying to appease, the God or goddesses that they're trying to appease in their dances, in the jungles, or in East Asia, or in any country in the world, is not the God that you and I consider to be the God. And we're told to have no other gods before him. That means if he's saying no other gods before me, there must be some lowercase g gods that people are serving. And I think we watch it, and we, you know, it's always associated with partying and beer and acting like an idiot, and laying out of church on a Sunday to go down and spend $300 to watch a football game or a baseball game or a hockey game or any other sport. It's modern-day gladiatorial sports and amusement. And the word amusement, John, you know, means without thought. Hey, take no thought, folks. Today you live, tomorrow you die, eat, drink, and be merry. We need to put this in a proper perspective. Is it entertaining? To a point. Do I watch it? Not like I did when I was a young man, because I've watched it morph. I've watched it change. I've watched it tear people's lives apart. You know, Kobe Bryant, okay, a helicopter crash that was actually in a cartoon in 2015. He died in a helicopter crash. And here, a 2012 tweet, I can't say that twice, a 2012 tweet, someone tweeted, Kobe's going to die in a helicopter crash. And in 2020, what happens to Kobe Bryant? He dies in a helicopter crash. Coincidence? I don't know. Satanic sacrifice? Possibly. And it's all accidental. When Roosevelt, what did he say? You can be assured that anything that happens does not happen by chance. It was orchestrated. Well, who's the prince and the power of the air, Steve? Who is controlling this earth? It's certainly not right now. It's not. It's someone else's domain. It's not the God of heaven.
That's
someone
right.
else ruling it. Okay? And everything. He is a deceptive, ravening wolf, according to the Bible, seeking whom he may devour. And people look at this, and they get their mind, they say, I want to be an NFL cheerleader. I want to dance with Brianna or whoever did whatever they did. Or I want to be in the Olympics. Well, the whole word gymnasium, what does that mean? Be naked. And what do? They get half-dressed and balance themselves on beams and flip up in the air and run and do... And win 10 gold medals. And then what happens? He decides he's a she. He was on the Wheaties box. Now he is saying he's a she, even though he's a he.
Don't talking about,
Bruce? Something's wrong, and it's spiritual.
Oh, it's called mental illness, is what it is. John, we do appreciate
sin,
your call.
John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call, sir. John brings up an interesting point that we're seeing in front of us, and that's normalization of mental illness. It's when it comes to all this sexual deviancy, it is mental illness, and it's being normalized and made to be an acceptable part of our culture, isn't it, Steve?
It is, John. I mean, I used to always say, even when I was younger, that the human race is being conditioned on a daily basis. When you walk out, even in your home, no matter where you are, you're being conditioned, you're being bombarded, whether it be through music, billboards, television. I go back when I was a kid and stuff, and I remember how the shows all changed on TV. You know, you had Father Knows Best, then you had Leave It to Beaver. And Father Knows Best, you never saw a bedroom scene. Leave It to Beaver, you see the boys' bedroom, and June would kiss Ward, and then you go a little further along, you get the Brady Bunch. Now you got divorce and remarriage, and now you have a bedroom scene, but just a kiss on the cheek, and that was it. And then it gets a little worse, you know, you get to the Partridge Family and so on and so forth. And nowadays it's just like everything's out there. If you were to turn on the television, any child could pick up pornography off of the television, and this is what they've conditioned the people to become.
Absolutely. Well, I haven't had television for 18 years. When I'm in a hotel room, I'll see it, sometimes visiting somebody, and I'll turn it on visiting somebody and flip through channels and get a very strong reminder that it is a vast wasteland, and I'm glad I don't have it.
Yes.
A vast wasteland. It is amazing, the trash that's out there. It's called entertainment. Well, Steve, it's going to be fun Saturday with you and your lovely wife and all the people coming from. I know we have people traveling from the Northeast, and I don't know how far away people will come for the Saturday event. A good time to be in Florida, away from the cold and rain and ice and snow and so forth, isn't it?
Yes, that's one good thing for you, John. You won't be freezing right now when you get here. You'll have to enjoy the warm weather.
Well,
I call it the miserable state, but this time of year it's not as miserable as it is the rest of the year.
Right. Well, I had sunny and 70 degrees here yesterday, so we've had a fairly mild winter. I think we were scheduled to get maybe 2 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow, but it'll be good to be down south and meet everybody, and I have several people I need to meet while I'm down there, Steve Whitman, and of course I'll be a house guest of Dr. Ted Brewer and his lovely wife. But it's going to be a good trip, and if you want to join us, we still have tickets available at thelibertyman.com for the event Saturday, and so you can order your tickets right there, and they'll be waiting for you at the door, won't they?
They certainly will be. Certainly will be. And if anybody has any trouble whatsoever, John, they can send you an email. Just forward it to me if they don't get the ticket. We've had a couple of people that wrote me that said that. Don't worry about it. Just come on. If you can just use your phone, take a picture of the screen. But if not, we have a list anyway, because we can see when people order them. But this particular ticket company did have about two or three people that they just didn't get out to them. And so, but it doesn't matter. Don't not come if you paid for it. If you paid for it, just come on. We'll take care of it. Don't worry
right,
about it.
Right. We'll take care of the details. Don't worry about that. Got a question or comment? We got an open line at 800-313-9443. Well, Steve, we've got a national election in 8 months.
Yes, we do. I see the Democrats are already in a debacle.
Well, I'm shocked. I'm surprised. You know, these comments coming from Bernie Sanders staff members, you know, when you're at the level that these people are, confidants of the presidential candidate, you think, you believe, you act in the same way as the candidate, or you wouldn't be there, would you?
That's exactly right. Which, you know, Bernie Sanders, one thing that really gets me about Bernie, and I actually was listening or caught just a few minutes, a little clip on Twitter where even Hillary says, you know, he cost me the election. But she said, look, everybody would want to be, who wouldn't want to have free college? She says, but who in the world is going to pay for it? And I thought, well, you know, that was actually probably one of the most only or the only illegitimate comment I've ever heard from her.
But I'm shocked that Hillary Clinton would actually say something truthful like that. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, let's take this caller. We got a couple of callers. First, we got Dave in Michigan. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. First time caller. How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that, you know, if Hillary said that Bernie cost her the election, Hillary cost her the election. Anyway, you guys were talking about Kobe.
Hold that thought, Dave. Hold your thought. Okay. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, what's your question or comment, sir?
I think we lost him.
Dave, are you there?
Sorry, I was muted out. Sorry about that. I wondered if you folks ever heard of the term gematria or gematria.
Oh, yes.
So there's a gentleman out there, Zachary K. Hubbard, I listen to quite often. He's It's got a video up there. I want to send it to you, John. It's a short. He did a 4-hour decode on Kobe's death on Sunday, the day he died, on YouTube, and then he condensed it down to maybe 15 minutes, all the bullet points, and it's all about how the numbers add up to this ritual death of Kobe Bryant. I'm legally blind here, so I'm gonna, if you don't mind giving me your, hang on, I need your email address, John, so I can send you this so you can check it out and tell me what you think of it.
Okay, well, here's my email address, thelibertyman@aol.com.
T-H-E, the?
Tango Hotel Echo. Tango Hotel
I'm
Echo.
I'm sorry.
Tango okay. Hotel Echo, thelibertyman@aol.com.
Okay. Okay, I will send this to you, and you check it out and maybe talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Next caller is Jerry in Texas. We're almost out of time here, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Steve. Been keeping up with the Iowa caucus. All this high tech seems to have been hacked somewhere or the other with our smartphones. Find that rather interesting. On the Democrat side, who are they going to blame on that?
Russia, of course.
Did I? But, I noticed that this morning. I'm going to think, and that homosexual from up there claims he's a victor. Rather interesting also, with zero results. So, anyway, I'll let y'all go. Thanks for taking my call. And everybody get their long johns out. It's supposed to get cold tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, John. Well, parts of Texas, we got some pretty severe winter, don't they, Steve?
Yes. Yes, very much. This whole thing, this Buttigieg, I'm not even going to go there, but I have a feeling he's going to end up coming out on top of this.
He'd be a great candidate, a pro-communist, homosexual, liberal. Yeah, he'd be a great candidate against the president. I would love to see that. I think it'd be wonderful. I think anyone would be a great candidate. Joe Biden or Bernie or Elizabeth, even Hillary. None of them could fill up a stadium with an equal amount of people standing outside watching big screens. There's not a single Democrat that can do that.
Don't worry, George Soros will pay people to come.
Steve, thank you. I will see you Saturday, sir.
Sounds great, John. Okay. Be safe travel. Yeah,
thank you. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.